all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Election day is here. And if you head to the polls and you decide who you're going to vote for based on the amount of lawn signs that they've shoved in front of that school, that's all I need to know about you. You ever think, like, it's like a race for the politicians. Like, how many of my signs can I put up before the competitor gets here and puts up their signs? There's 7,000 signs in that front lawn.
Yeah. I do believe that there are some people that vote based on the color scheme and stuff like that.
Think so?
You ever notice that? They switch back and forth, like, party to party each election cycle almost. Like, they steal the colors of the one that won the last time.
I mean, aren't they all just red, white, and blue, but different variations?
Yes, but
of
it's
it?
The combination.
Oh,
and
good.
It's the shade of blue.
Right.
And those type of things. Yes. Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you. I just wonder, like, when you get there, you have to have some idea who you're voting
you
for.
You would hope so. Or don't go.
Right. Well, no.
I mean, if you're making your mind inside the ballot box, then you actually have not taken any time to think about the issues. Mm-hmm. So you probably shouldn't vote.
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up, because we always say you should always vote. It is your right as an American to vote.
But unless you're a moron, you shouldn't. Vote. If you're a moron, you definitely should probably skip voting. I would prefer you did.
No, I'd rather you count how many signs are in the front, and whoever has the most signs is who you're going to vote
for.
Why
don't we just have the candidates rock, paper, scissors for the position at that point, right?
Listen, some of these races, it might as well just come down to that.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
And you're right, and I don't have a problem with it. But listen, take the time. Google something. You know, read the paper. Do some things like that
or
before you cast a vote.
Or just count how many lawn signs there are.
Perfect.
And that's what we'll do.
You're not part of the solution, Anna.
On your drive to the polling place,
yes,
look, pay attention to the lawns, and then see who has the most. And that's who you vote for.
There is a guy, and you know, the funny thing is I can't say his name because he's a cousin.
Okay.
Now everybody's a cousin when your wife's Sicilian, but he's a cousin. Mm-hmm. And the only time I ever see this guy is that election cycle. It's the only time that I see him, but he talks to me like I'm his dearest, dearest cousin through marriage that he's ever met.
Because he wants your vote.
He never talks to me any other time. I run into him at the diner, say hello. He looks at me like he doesn't know who I am.
Because he needs your vote.
That's right.
Well, that's right.
Well, he's not getting it.
You're not voting for your cousin? That's sadness.
Not that one. I have another cousin in another race.
Of course you do.
If you think I care about a mayoral candidate's position on global warming, the Green New Deal, or the Syrian war,
here we go.
That's all I need to know. But just talk to me about my taxes and the pothole that's on 217.
Well,
that's what I care about.
You do make a good point where I think that politicians, a lot of times, our local politicians, keep talking about the big, big, big picture.
Right?
And it's like, no, I really, like, there's a hole on my street. Like, are you going to fix that?
And they don't actually have any input on that greater problem for the globe. So, I mean, it's not like I don't care. It's just that I don't care what you think about it.
Let's start with the fact that I've been asking for a speed bump on my street for years.
Thank you.
You know, let's
see
start
that?
There.
Let's get one of those in there, right?
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.